Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike,
who help us to cross the finishing line, that we must cross the finishing line. Most of the time, what we are expecting, what we want to achieve, is at the other side of the finishing line. If you don't cross the finishing line, you don't get to what you expect. 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 6 to 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also all them also that love is appearing. While Paul was about to die, he wrote a letter to his beloved son, and the last chapter of the letter, he said, I am ready to die. I'm ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. At the twilight of his life, boldly he could beat his chest and say, I have fought a good fight. He could beat his chest and say, I have finished my course. He could beat his chest and say, I have kept the faith. Nobody knows when he's going to die. But before you die, you should be able to boldly say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. Will you be able to say that at the point of your death? Will you be able to say that? Think about that. But it's a young church, and I'm not seeing death on the face of anybody dying before his time. But I could see 2022 is about to end. So as 2022 is about to end, just like when the life of Paul was about to end, he came and said, I have fought the good fight. In 2022, can you boldly say, I have fought the good fight? Can you say, I have finished the race? Can you say, I have kept the faith? So we are saying, there is a finishing line for every family. There is a finishing line for every person. There is a target. When we say finishing line, we are saying at the beginning of the year, you had a goal. You had an expectation. You had a desired end. You had a target. Sometimes you called it New Year resolution. Sometimes you wrote it down as a prayer point that you are expecting God to do for you. What I've come to do today as a pastor is bring those things out. Look at it. Is there any achievement? If you have achieved any, you have crossed the line. If you have not achieved any, you have not crossed the line. And if there's anything concerning which you have not crossed the line, we are here by the power of God in prayers to help you to cross the line. So what is the finishing line? Your goals, your target, your expectation, your desired end, your prayer points at the beginning of the year. Now, have we crossed the line? Why have we not crossed the line? Why has it been difficult to cross the line? Some of us have not crossed the line because we are ignorant of what to do. When people were writing their expectation, because everybody writes expectation, we wake up and wrote expectation without knowing the requirement for those expectations to bring those expectations to pass. So we wrote the expectation and we have lack knowledge. We are ignorant about how to bring that expectation to pass. No light, no knowledge, no information. Just expecting. Some don't know. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10, it said, the labor of a fool wearieth him. Because he does not know the way to the city. That you expected it, that you make a goal of it, that you made it a prayer point, does not mean it will happen. If you don't have the knowledge and information about how to get it. So we did not get it because of ignorance. Some did not get it, not only because of ignorance, but because in their ignorance, they are proud. They do not want to bow to learn. They do not want to ask questions. They don't want to go to somebody to learn because the person is genial to them. Because they feel they are better than the person. So they have not gone to learn. You can have targets. You can have goals. If you lack knowledge, you cannot meet them. It doesn't matter whether you are praying about them or not. Help me ask somebody, for your goals, are you ignorant? Go, tell the person, go and get wisdom, go and get knowledge. We can't cross the line if we are ignorant. Do we understand this? Some of us have not crossed the line because of spiritual slumber. We are spiritually asleep. We don't read the scripture anymore. We don't pray anymore. God does not know us anymore. No evangelism anymore. No service in the house of God anymore. Nothing. Heaven is not feeling your impact. And hell is not feeling your impact. Some are dozing. Some are. In fact, they have dozed to an extent that during every preaching, they are still dozing, like some people are doing now. They have entered spiritual slumber. For some people in church, when it is dancing time, you see them jumping up and down, jumping and down. When it comes to the time to hear the word, it as if something comes and say, oh boy, may we sleep. And their life is like that also. The time to achieve purpose, something came and taught you. And you lost your spiritual agility. You can't pray. You can't study the word of God. You can't fast. You can't do anything again. Let me tell you, even the people of the world knows you need power to achieve some things. That's why they go to consult some things to achieve some things. But the children of God, what's gonna be? If God wants it for me, God will do it for me. If you don't fight for it, what belongs to you, another person will take it. Spiritual slumber is an anomaly in the midst of the children of God. If you sleep, they will take what belongs to you. I know Yoruba people says, sleep. Sleep takes away treasures from the hand of a child. Is it akara or treasure? You know, if there is a child, and you ask the child to give you akara, and he's saying, no, just don't bother, leave the child. Later, he is the one that will drop the akara. You will pick the akara. You will pick the money. You are, some are afflicted by spiritual slumber, by the devil, by themselves. And what you desire is being taken away from you. We come today. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. Say, I come against every spiritual slumber in my life. Say, I arise and I'm watchful. I refuse to slumber. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know why some of us have not crossed the line? Because we are walking with the crowd. If everybody is going this direction, we follow. We follow without any reason because it is trendy. When you follow the trend, you don't cross the finishing line. When you don't know where you are going, you will follow people who know where they are going. That you follow people who know where they are going does not mean you are in the right path. Many people, especially in this generation, are following the crowd. We are following the trend. The dressing is a trend. The hairstyle is a trend. Diashribi is a trend. And now we have TikTok that comes with TikTok challenge every week. What is the new challenge now? Odoewu. Is it Odoewu? We have moved from Buga. What is your... When we talk about this, everybody frowns as if they don't do it. Cup challenge. It's cup challenge. and then you now seek Odoewu or whatever. When you move with the crowd and move with the trend, you will forget what is yours. And you will lose what is yours. And many people are losing what is theirs because they are following the crowd and following the trend. Many people don't cross the finishing line because of distractions. Listen to me. You must be able to give up something for your dream. A dream that does not cost you anything. You can't lay hold of a price. For every good thing you achieve in life, there must be a sacrifice for something. No pain, no gain. No price, no prize. No price, no prize. No cross, no gain. What have you sacrificed for your dream this year? What have you sacrificed for your dream this year? So distractions will make us not to cross the finishing line. If you are in the wrong boat from the beginning, you will not cross the finishing line. Everybody has a plan and a course that God has set for them this year. In relay and in race, everybody have their track with their marks. If you go and jump into another person's track, you might run into trouble. Some people's race is 100 meters for that year. Some people's race are marathon. You know, if you are running marathon, even when you see the way they run it, they don't start with every energy at the beginning. They just jog. They jog almost like jogging through. If it's 100 meters, because it's from this end of the church to that place, everybody runs. If you are for a marathon in this year and you start running like 100 meters, before you start, you will get tired. Why? You are in the wrong boat. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh. He went in the other direction. Storm arose against him because he was in the wrong boat. We will not cross the finishing line when we are in the wrong boat. Let me share one of the last things that will make us not cross the finishing line. When you are in the wrong direction at a high speed. If you are going to Kaduna and we get to Zuba, I'm sure we have to turn right. If you turn left and you are at a top speed, you are in trouble. Others who don't know where you are going will say you are doing well. But the more you move in the right direction at top speed, the more you are moving away from the finishing line. What is God's expectation concerning you this year? What is the land? What is the race that God has asked you to run this year? Are you running in the opposite direction at a top speed? I don't know if you have experienced this before. In the race, secondary school, when or probably when we did not know the difference between each track. You know, sometimes we run, we move from this side, we move to that side, we move back. When you get to the front, what do they do? They disqualify you because you came on the wrong track. This year, will heaven disqualify your race? Or will heaven say, well done? It is difficult to cross the finishing line when we move with the crowd, when we are distracted, when we are ignorant of what to do, when we are in the wrong direction at the right speed, when we are in the wrong boat. It is very difficult to finish and to finish well. Can you bow down and let's pray together? Bow down and let's pray together. Where are you? The question God asked Adam is, Adam, where are you? And the Lord is calling your name now and is asking, where are you? Are you towards the finishing line? Where are you? Where are you? Can we pray to God? Lord, if I'm at the wrong location, I ask by your mercy, please relocate me. Can you pray? Heavenly Father, if I am in the wrong location, I ask that you relocate me. Relocate me. Relocate me, O Lord. If I am in the wrong location, arise by your grace. Arise by your mercy. Relocate me. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to man, but the end is destruction. If I am on the track to destruction, oh Lord, arise by your mercy and save me. Can we pray? If I'm on the wrong track, if I'm on the track to destruction, arise by your mercy. Arise by your mercy. Arise by your mercy. Arise by your mercy. And help me. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pray. Say, oh Lord, hold my hands. Take me across the finishing line. Can we pray? Oh Lord, hold my hands. Take me across the finish line. Your expectation, your goals, your desire for me this year. Hold my hands and help me achieve them. Your expectation for me this year. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Oh Lord, hold my hands. Your target, your goals, your expectations for me this year. Hold my hands. Help me to achieve them. Your expectation for me. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Arise. Hold my hands. Arise. Hold my hands. Your expectation for me this year. Arise. Hold my hands. And take me there. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's have one or two more prayers. Lift your right hand up. What is your target for this year? What did you plan for this year that have not come to pass? Commit them back into your hands. So, Lord, help me. Can you ask for help? Ask Him for help. 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 Everything I have asked for this year that I have not touched, I ask that you help me. 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 Hold my hands. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Psalm 29. Let's pray with the voice of God. Psalm 29. Psalm 29. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Is he on the screen? Verse 3, let the whole church read verse 3 together. Let's go. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory, don't hurry. The Lord is upon. Can we lift our hand or let's pray together? Say, by the voice of the Lord, any water, whatever represents water, that is blocking what I'm expecting, let them be parted. In the name, the thunder of the Lord, the thunder, let the voice of the Lord be upon the waters and release all my expectation. In the name of the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, over the waters, let the voice of the Lord come upon the waters, whatever the waters represent, and release my expectation. In the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord, don't tell it, the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Whatever belongs to me in the waters, let them be released. In the name of Jesus, whatever, 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 whatever has been denied me, let the voice of the Lord thunder. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name,
We are praying.
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, when the earth was without form and void, when things were not working, the voice of the Lord spoke and brought everything into place. I pray for everyone here. Anything that is not working in your life, let the voice of the Lord speak concerning those areas. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. You are going to mention that. Say, voice of the Lord, speak in this area of my life. Speak concerning my child. Speak concerning my work. Speak, voice of the Lord. Speak concerning my finances. Can you ask the voice? The voice. Let the voice of the Lord thunder. Let the voice of the Lord speak. Let there be a word for you. In that area of, let there be a word. Let there be a word. The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. Let the voice of the Lord thunder. Let the voice of the Lord speak. Let the voice of the Lord thunder against every enemy. Whatever has been stopping me, let the voice of the Lord speak. Voice of the Lord. Voice of the Lord. And the kerikin de ketimo koriakata. Voice of the Lord. Voice of the Lord. Let the voice of the Lord speak. Let the voice of the Lord speak in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's read verse 4 and 5 together. Let's go. One, two, go. Psalm 29. Psalm 29. We are praying for Psalm 29. Psalm 29 from verse 4 to 5. Let's go. Read with me. Let's go. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars. What you can compare cedars to are like three trees: Araba, Iroko, what Yoruba has called Iginla. The trees are like opposition, but the voice of the Lord breaks them into pieces. Whatever is standing against you and the finishing line, whatever is standing against you and your promised land, let the voice of the Lord break them into pieces. Let the voice of the Lord break them. Look at the screen, look at it. The voice of the Lord is powerful. It cannot be stopped. When he said, let there be light, there was light. Hello? Whatever the voice of God speak concerning you must come to pass. Nobody can stop it. Why? The voice is powerful and is full of majesty. Are we here? Let the voice of God, let's pray. Lift your right hand, let's pray. Say, let the voice of God break every opposition to my breakthrough. In that, every opposition, every obstruction, every barrier. Let the voice of God that breaks the cedars, that breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Whatever is stopping me, whatever is blocking me, whatever is an opposition, let the voice of God break them. Whatever is stopping me from crossing the finishing line, let the blood, let the blood, let the voice, let the voice, let the voice of the blood break them into the voice, the voice. The voice of the Lord. Let the voice of the Lord break them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's go. Verse 6 and 7. Verse 6 and 7. Are we there? Let's go. He make that also this to skip. He make. Give me New King James to make it easier for me. Give me New King James. Okay, let's go. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syria like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames. Have you seen a young goat? You know the way they skip? Skip. 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 So if there's something stopping, it skips for you to pass. It skips for you to pass. At the voice of the Lord, he said, do whatever you are made to be skipping. Skip. But skip. Let my child pass. No matter what you are doing, let my child. Look at it. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. Fire will always do the work of fire. But the voice of the Lord will break fire for you to pass. The wicked will always be wicked, but the righteous will always prevail. Why? The voice of the Lord. By the voice of the Lord, may you overcome and prevail over any flames of fire. Can we pray? Say, by the voice of the Lord, by the, whatever is fire, whatever is flame of fire, by the voice of the Lord, I overcome. I overcome. I overcome. Whatever is fire, whatever is flame of fire, I overcome by the voice. I overcome by the voice. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have like 3 minutes. Let's look at verse 8. Verse 8. 8 and 9. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. Whatever is dryness and is a wilderness experience, anything that makes you lack, anything that makes your pocket dry, the voice of the Lord can shake them and shake them into pieces. Whatever makes your business not work is a wilderness. The voice of the Lord can shake them. The voice of the Lord can turn the wilderness into a rainforest. Let there be a shaking. We pray, let there be a shaking by the voice of the Lord. And let there be a turnaround in my finances, in any dry area, any dry anointing. Whatever has dried up, let the voice of the Lord shake. Whatever is a wilderness, let the voice of the Lord shake them. Whatever is a wilderness, let the voice of the Lord shake them. Let the voice of the Lord shake them. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up and say, Lord, let there be a shaking. Let there be a shaking. And let my desire be released unto me. Oh, Lord, arise. Shake, shake. Whatever needs to be shaken, let them be shaken. And let my desire be released. Whatever needs to be shaken, let them be shaken. And let my desire be released. Whatever needs to be shaken, let them be shaken. And let my desire be released. Whatever needs to be shaken, let them be shaken. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 10. Let's take the last one. Verse 10. Flood always represents like trouble. Like trouble. You know, it comes like a flood. That's why they say when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. But he said the Lord sits enthroned on the flood. Give me King James for that. He's enthroned. He's king over the flood. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still. I know you. Look at the screen. Can we look at the Lord seated upon the floor? Whatever is trouble, that is a flood. Whatever is coming like a storm, like a flood, the Lord sits upon them and give you victory. Can we pray by the voice of the Lord? Whatever is the problem, calamity, disaster, oh Lord, arise, sit upon them and give me victory. Whatever is the flood preventing you from crossing the finishing line, the Lord sits enthroned upon them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lift your two hands, let me pray for you. Lift your two hands, let me pray for you. Whatever you desire that your hands have not touched, because you are here in this service today, may the angels of God release them into your hands. In the name of Jesus, whatever you desire that heaven have released, but the enemy has hijacked, let the enemy release them unto you now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire, but in your mind you don't qualify for, let the grace of God make them available unto you. In the name of Jesus. Any voice of a mistake in the past, of a sin in the past, that is speaking against you, let mercy silence those voices. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire that a voice is saying no, he does not qualify for it. Remember what he did in the past. Remember what he's doing now. Remember what he's doing now. Remember who he is. Let mercy speak for you. Let there be a release for you. You don't deserve it. You don't qualify for it. You don't even desire it. But let grace and mercy make them available for you. What you need for your life to move forward, that you don't know about, let mercy release those things for you. Whatever you are crying about in the secret places, whatever you are crying, weeping, sorrowing about, that looks difficult at this level, let the Lord prove himself and make them easy for you. In the name of Jesus, never you will weep, never will you sorrow again. May grace make things available for you without stress. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Tell somebody, grace, this week receive the power to cross the finishing line. Receive the power to touch what you desire. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Nothing shall be broken in your life. Nothing shall be missing in your life. Nothing shall be lacking in your life. The Lord make all things work together for your good. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Single, see you in the evening. Others, see you on Wednesday. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR Audio Channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.